This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we are celebrating. Today is a day of thankfulness. Today Yom Shukr. I am so grateful. My main goal is to get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually, wholeheartedly, and then apply it in my daily life when challenges comes in, when he tested me, when dunya tests me, when people disappoint me, is am I the student of knowledge who learned and practiced? So be grateful. One. Number two, I'm so humble because the more I learn, the more humble I am. The more I learn, the more I learn how much I don't know. The more I learn, the more I learn about the beauty of knowledge. Today we are celebrating the virtues of knowledge. What a beauty is when you know. What a beauty when you know how much you don't know. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyidina Ali, that Allah guide through you one person, one soul, she or he, young or old, way better than owning a whole herd of a rat camel, millions of dollars. I hope you all are knowing this, because the first person who needs to be guided is actually me and you, individual. Before I guide anybody else, before I guide anyone else, we are celebrating the knowledge. We are celebrating the virtues of knowledge. We are celebrating the beauty of learning. We are celebrating the beauty of struggling to learn. We are celebrating the grace of Allah that He make us jump the obstacles, al-aqaba. And I am sure, if each one of you individually look back and try to put or try to feel and remember the obstacle she individually went through, and see how Allah made you jump that obstacle. Did you change? Are you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you more submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a woman? Is there less if and why? In arguments, then you benefit, then you accepted the rain. And then, because you changed, because it's obvious on you, are the people around you have at least not necessarily changed, but now know more the value of knowledge? So here you go. We are celebrating knowledge that can be very easy, when Allah makes it easy, the knowledge that is or should be and is very beneficial, when Allah makes it beneficial and I look at it as a grace and I am grateful. Celebrating this. Three, celebrating the fact we lived. It's a year. How many people died in this year? How many janazah we did in this year? How many people had other opportunities, not in Jannah? How many people have registered in this class or that class was stopped? You're celebrating the continuity of knowledge. We're celebrating the joy of learning. We're celebrating what knowledge brings to our life, not only necessarily changing externally, but what it brings into me internally. That knowledge brings peace. Knowledge brings happiness. You need to say this to people because you lived it. You didn't read it in the books. It was not in your exam. You lived it and you felt it. What does it mean? What does it bring? And every day, 4 days a week, 11 hours weekly, and most of you, not all of you, have many other commitments and things. What did that bring? We are celebrating the benefit, spiritual, internal benefit of knowledge. Remember that. Don't take it lightly and don't give it up lightly. Ya Allah, don't make them feel they don't need more. That's a disaster. That's not a gratefulness. All of you who are full-time, and we are celebrating your graduation today, you need to register full time next year. Don't you let shaitan come to you and say, I don't need that. Oh, I studied that. Oh, I took a course before. Then you lost it. Then you are going downhill. And that's not what Allah expects from me and you. It's uphill. So again, celebrate the knowledge and celebrate the continuity of knowledge. So celebrating being grateful, celebrating the knowledge. Now the third, celebrating the sisterhood. We talk about that. We call each other sisters, but it's very different when you have been in this Zoom camera for a year, 9 months, 11 hours a week minimum, at this class, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Thursday, every Sunday, brought me together with sisters all over the world. All over the world, you name it, we had it. Different ages, different background, different skill cover, different life experience, different life challenge. But we were all together, all together. If somebody doesn't show up, we miss them. Celebrate sisterhood and don't give it up quickly. Keep it. The best relationship you make is the relationship that is for Allah only. And this is for Allah only. Celebrate being grateful. Celebrate the knowledge and celebrate the sisterhood. Last but not the least, two things. Don't go back. Don't change back. Then, this is for me before you, then I am going to be asked. I gave you all this knowledge. You loved it. You changed. Why did you went back? And so that's number one. And number two, a dua, a dua, a dua. Turn to him, cry to him, beg him that he will use you for the way that pleases him. Allahumma sta'amina wa la tastabdilna. Ya Allah, use me and don't replace me. One. And second dua, that you are a blessed one wherever you are. Wherever you are, you bring khair. You can't be in a gathering like other people. You can't be in with your family, among your family like other people. You learned. But don't preach or be the arrogant people. Don't preach. Let your actions speak. Let your manners speak. Make dua to Allah. Every time you are, wherever you are, Ya Allah, make me speak what pleases you. Let me behave the way it pleases you. And he will. He will. And show Allah the best among the best of you, and he will give you more. I can't congratulate you more enough. I can tell you how happy I am, subhanAllah. May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more. Celebrate, enjoy. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah said this. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Tell them to celebrate by the grace of Allah and His loving mercy, way better than what they are collecting. I'm looking forward. I will say non-negotiable that I'll see you in September, all of you full time. Each one of you can do it, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khayran. Mubarak. I would love to hug you all. So we'll give you a virtual hug. And each one of you give a virtual hug to everybody. Celebrate, be grateful, but in the way that pleases Allah. Jazakumullahu khayran.